But anyway, there was a door that went into what we called at that time, or my grandmother called, the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
In that was a fireplace where the chimney came here, and it was a... Oh, I wish Maurice was here. Maybe he could draw it. can't get that. There was a fireplace here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one on an angle in the room in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Then upstairs was what we call upstairs today, we called it the garret. But it wasn't. It was a big room up there here, and over here was what we call the plunder room.
Mm-hmm.
And you, off of the floor, you had about three steps to get up into it. And there was a little fireplace there. So there was three fireplaces right in that one area.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the cellar, or basement of today, there was no fireplace way up here. It was down here. We had a huge fireplace in this cellar. And then on an angle, another one.
Mm-hmm.
And my father and all of his hired help used to sit down there in the winter and strip what they call strip tobacco. You take a tobacco leaf and strip the vein out of it,
mm-hmm.
and roll it up, and then it would cure, and then, of course, ready for sale. Well, that's what they did down there with the big roaring fire. It was real nice. And back into this one where they had this little place here was shelves and everything for canned goods and preserves and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Back over here was the steps that went upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And under that was what they called the potato hut. You put potatoes and they kept during the winter, you see. And then you went upstairs into a hallway, which was a rather odd hall. It's a wonder we didn't fall down those steps and break our neck, but we didn't. The hall went back, it was just a narrow hall, went back to the kitchen. You went down one step into the kitchen, because I got punished right there for stealing peaches. I stood on this step and reached over and got peaches off the refrigerator. But anyway, that was the kitchen. Then the kitchen was just a kitchen. I mean, it had one, two windows, this door and the outside door. And then over here was, I don't know what they called it. We called it the dining room. It had a big fireplace and had another chimney right here. And had a huge fireplace right here. Real high and real long, right in here, and a door. I put that there for steps, and the door was on the side here.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell it better than I can draw it. And this huge fireplace, well, in that room, on each side of this fireplace, was a tiny little window. So we couldn't see through it unless we climbed a chair on each side of that, not fireplace, of that chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And a little window in the front here, very small, like this one. I think it either had six small panes or four, but it's a very small window. And let me see what else. And of course, they had this big room up here, real large room. It was a bedroom, and that had two little windows, one on each side.
Mm-hmm.
So that was four windows in that end of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I know I can think of about it right now. I don't even know if you can get that straight.
No, that's interesting.
But I don't know whether Maurice remembers the house or not, and I don't think I have a picture of the house either. I don't believe I do. If I do, I'd have to really hunt. And on this place were two big family burying grounds. Off to this end here, and then right here too was a little stoop that you had steps that went down in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a window right there. It was an odd looking house, but it was very, very old. And it was the main part of the house, which was here, was built out of logs. And what we used to say chinked, but it had